Leo and Basil, the gnome. Leo was a little boy who never really had a lot of luck. He lived in a small town in the country, in a very small house, and he was the smallest boy in his grade. Leo's family was humble, and his only friend was his dog, Mishi. Oftentimes, Leo and Mishi walked around in the woods for an entire afternoon. His schoolmates, who didn't like him very much, were passing the time in front of computer screens or playing video games. His schoolmates were not very friendly to him because his house was very small, and he had no money in his pocket to go buy candy from the shop in the village. Leo did not like candy anyway. It's true, though, that he had enough of living in a small house. At school, nobody wanted to hang out with him. Leo was not the worst student, and neither was he the face of the class. The most popular boy in his class was Benoit Alphonse. His father was a dentist, and his mother was a veterinarian. They were rich and had an enormous house. Benoit was certainly the meanest out of all of his classmates. In the morning, he got out of his father's convertible, and the first thing he did was take off Leo's backpack and empty all his belongings on the ground. One day, Leo decided he would go to the forest alone. Leo had an idea in his head, a big project. He wanted to construct a huge cabin, so big that his class could come. He even drew up an entire plan for his future house, which he would call Villa Leo. He started by gathering all the branches that he needed, made many piles, and then raked up a lot of leaves for the roof. It was necessary to leave a few spaces for the windows, and most importantly, to construct a colossal door to give the impression that one was in a very large home. Once he finished the work, Leo announced to his friends that he had a new house. They did not believe him at first, but Leo was successful in convincing them, and they decided to go the next afternoon. The very next day, to his surprise and disappointment, he found that the cabin had completely collapsed. The roof was sagging badly on the rest of the cabin. And at that very moment, his schoolmates arrived. They did not miss the opportunity to mock him for it. Sad, Leo went back to his home. His dog, Mishi, who knew him well, approached him to give him some affection, but this did not comfort Leo. A few days had passed, and Leo finally decided to not let it bring him down. Drawing up new plans for his cabin, he took a few tools for his father out to the forest again. During an entire afternoon, he worked with great courage on the reconstruction of his super cabin, but to no avail. This time his house collapsed, the very moment he set down the last branch. With tears in his eyes, Leo sat down on a tree stump, with his head buried in his arms. Just as all hope seemed lost, something brought Leo out of his sadness. Someone was pulling lightly on his coat.
"Hey, mister, little boy!"
Leo lifted his head and jumped in surprise. A small person, no bigger than a shoe, was looking at him.
"What happened, Mr. Little Boy? Why are you so sad?"
Surprised that someone could be smaller than him, Leo dried his tears and responded.
"I am small. I do not have any money in my pocket. My house is very small, and on top of that, I don't have any friends. I want to build a super cabin, but alas, it did not happen."
"I see," said the small person.
"And what is your name?"
"My name is Leo, and you? What are you? And why are you so small?"
"Me, I'm Basile, the gnome," said the small person gleefully. "Gnomes are always small."
"What is a gnome?" responded Leo.
"A gnome is a magical being in the forest. It is us who construct the entire forest."
"Wow, that's incredible," exclaimed Leo. "So you can help me build my cabin?"
"Ah, yes, why not? I just finished doing my work. Let's go."
Leo could not believe his eyes. He had met a magical being, and what's more, he now had a new friend. Leo and Basile the gnome went straight to work. Basile knew plenty of things about the trees. Mixed well, the different trees had magical capabilities. Some oak here, some silver birch there, a bit of cedar,
a few hazel tree branches, lavender for a nice scent, a clove of garlic to get rid of the evil spirits, and a few lime tree leaves, which, according to Basile, brought joy and got rid of all things that made people sad. And they were done. Once the construction had been completed, Basile called over a few of his friends.
"My friends will now enchant the house," said Basile.
"A fairy, a river gnome, and a yellow and black salamander came to Leo's abode. They were all small like Basile and very nice. The fairy dispersed golden powder. The river gnome sprinkled some magical raindrops. And the salamander cracked a few sparks of enchanted fireballs.
"And there it is," said Basile the gnome. "The job is done. You can now invite your schoolmates to your new home."
The next day, Leo passed around a new announcement to visit his home. Like before, his schoolmates mocked him. But this time, Leo knew that he would be the one to win. They arrived in front of the cabin, which looked from the outside very small. His schoolmates chuckled, but entered nevertheless, and were all charmed by what they saw. The interior of the cabin was gigantic. It was magnificent. There was light everywhere, several spacious levels, flowers, and on top of all that, all of his magical friends from the forest were there. Thus, the entire class became Leo's best friends, though Mishi would always be his closest friend, for sure. From that day on, every weekend, instead of playing on the computer or playing video games, the entire class had fun at Villa Leo in the forest.